Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Chicks Talking Footy with Fiona Newton, Danae Gibson and Rebecca Dahl. And we're at that part of the season where it's the end of the season for some of us and the beginning of the finals for others. And we're also wondering what we'll do with our lives in about 4 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's a bit sad really, isn't it? Yeah.
Because so far our entire weekends are taken up with football and football-related events.
We'll find something. We'll talk about football.
Yeah. We'll talk about trading. And the women's league and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff.
Actually, I've got friends that I just do not see in the off season.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I've got cricket mates.
Oh, maybe we need to find some cricket friends.
Oh, yeah. Do you cross over, like their footy and cricket mates?
I've got some. But some are
Rachel's into cricket, so you guys can hang out summer.
Excellent.
Okay, so tonight's show, we're going to talk about the highlights of the last round of the season, round 23.
A big round.
And it was an exciting round. There was seven spots. The top seven spots were really up for grabs. Who knew what was going to happen? And we've got a very special guest coming up on the show tonight, Becky Cole. Now, you might think, what's Becky Cole doing on the football show? But she is the ambassador for the Adelaide Crows.
She is. She's and one of my people.
You've hunted her down at an Adelaide Crows event.
I hunted her down.
Yeah, you creepy thing. And so we'd love to hear from you tonight too. What was your highlight of round 23? 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. You're also welcome to join our Facebook page, Chicks Talking Footy, talking with a G.
Because we speak proper English.
Because we speak proper England. And so, Beck, let's talk about the first game of the round.
I knew that's where you were going to start.
The West Coast Eagles upset the Crows.
They upset me, that's for sure.
I was texting you during that game and you were in a bad,
dark place.
I was
not in a good place. Because when I'm on a plane and there's turbulence, I look at the air hostesses. Are the air hostesses okay? Yes, I'm okay. I looked at the Crows. They were not okay. So I was not okay.
No.
They looked scared.
They looked scared. Well,
yeah.
It's annoying because West Coast have suddenly become good.
I know.
They form round 22, round 21. They form suddenly they're a frightening team.
I know.
When they had a last gasp goal that won the game against the Giants in Sydney.
Yeah.
And they've played well since then.
Yeah. Smashed Hawthorn and then upset the Crows.
Next.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll mention that with Becky.
Yeah.
D's go down on a low point, being thrashed by 111 points by the Cats. What happened to the D's? They were looking like potential finals contenders and then suddenly...
I know. I thought they'll take over North Melbourne. This will be exciting.
Yeah, but no.
But Cats, yeah, the Cats look scary too.
Yeah, the Cats support second position. I'm predicting a Cats-Sydney grand final, just putting that on record.
Okay.
That's watch this space.
That's my two
Is that
bob.
The same Sydney that you didn't rate for about the first half
that
of the season?
That was when I was being self-protective.
Yep.
The last
now
thing I
realistic.
Want is Sydney to win the grand final.
Because you're a Hawk. And
be unbearable.
And Sydney are mortal enemies,
mortal.
Really. But it's close against Geelong too. You must hate them as well.
Yes. Okay. It would be a grand final. It'd be horrible to watch. It's like, who do I want to lose more?
Least.
Or win less? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bombers, we're in the third game of the season.
I did not think I cared about Essendon. I did not think I gave a tiny rat's. But when they won and they were all standing down there at the end of the ground with the supporters, I thought, geez, that's been a tough season for you. And I actually felt emotionally connected to Essendon.
And hats off to the Essendon supporters. They've stood by their team for
absolutely.
The last 3 or 4 years, and especially this year, but tough year.
Oh, I think they're probably the most celebrated three-winning game season of all time because they were always going to come out in front by the end of the year, having got through this year, and they won three games.
And the best thing was they won that game and still ended up on the bottom of the ladder first draft pick.
Yeah. So win. Literally.
Win. Swans beat Richmond by 113 points. Not
awful.
A great end. I think Richmond have already started culling, delisting players already.
Yeah.
And their coaches.
And
they got rid of all their assistant coaches.
All of their assistant coaches.
Yeah.
I think it was five, wasn't it? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Not their senior coach, though, interestingly.
Yeah. Well, it's one or the other, isn't it? You're either you're going to stick with the main man and get a new crew of ideas, or you're going to say he goes and the assistants stay.
Yeah,
although
right.
Prestia came to join Tigers, I read today, which is interesting.
Good luck to them.
Well, yes. Out of the Gold Coast frying pan into the Richmond Fire.
But interesting, I looked back at the last five games. Sydney have won by 10 goals or more for every one except the North Melbourne game.
Which was a good game. Yeah.
So they're looking frightening, and they're the minor premiers, obviously. Not so good. Power beat the Suns, boring. Giants beat North.
I wanted North to win, and I thought it would happen. I like an emotional win.
Yeah.
But wasn't to happen.
No, but
the beauty of the hair beat them out in the end.
And I thought their hair was looking particularly good, Beck. I did think of you.
I thought, like come on, Phil Davis, that conditioner you're using.
I hope they're using their hair for good.
Oh, I don't doubt they are.
I'm not sure how much of our airtime this year has been taken up by Phil Davis's hair, but it'd be a significant amount.
More than it should be.
Probably more than probably, it yeah. He's
Phil, if you're up. Listening, text in.
Yeah, text in. but yeah, they've obviously secured a top four position first time. Is the first time GWS playing finals?
Yes.
So they're not just playing finals, they're in the top four position. So that was $120 million well spent. Thanks, AFL. Saints beat the Lions and finished ninth on the ladder. So they've had a great season, obviously.
Yeah, I reckon next year, Saints, they are one to watch.
Well, when we interviewed Adam Skrobelak, and that was about round three or four, he said we'd be happy with it finishing ninth or tenth on the ladder. So they've done that.
They've still got a fair gap between their best and their worst. But as soon as that irons out, they are exciting to watch.
Yeah. With Peter Searle, they'll be...
Yeah. Yay, Pete.
Yeah, go, Pete.
She's talking footy zone.
But obviously, Lepich was sacked this week as well, which was predictable. Hawks Collingwood game. My goodness. Now, how have you out there cheered for the Pies for the first time in your life?
Me.
Hands up. Thank you, Beck.
And I had to shower afterwards.
I hope you're feeling dirty, all of you.
It was gross. I was driving back from the country and I was in the car and I was going, come on, Pies. Come on, Pies. Because the Crows couldn't help themselves. So I thought, who can? And then I thought.
Explain the context, Beck.
Well,
you would have been fourth position.
Yeah, and we would have had a double chance, which we should have earned ourselves. But I have never screamed that loudly for Collingwood and never will again. And I got home and I just looked at myself in the mirror and I thought.
What have you become?
Beck, you're better than that.
What have you become?
I reckon you will shout for them one more time when Mo Hope kicks 10 goals on.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That changes things.
Men Pies.
Men Pies.
Men Pies.
But, I was in Malaysia this week and I had to listen on the radio by the pool and
hashtag first I went problem.
Hashtag by the pool and I went back to the hotel room for the last quarter and my partner came back from shopping and it was like 40 seconds to go and wanted to have a chat and I was like waving arms like don't talk to me but wow what a game.
Yeah,
pretty exciting and Collingwood just played some really good footy which was a shock.
Although bye bye Trav after that.
Yeah, well, he's requested a trade already. But apparently the Pies might have to top up the salary for him to go to another club.
I'm sure. He's contracted next year, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so...
But I assume he'll take the glove with him.
That's what they're saying. Mm. Take your glove.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Trav.
And Danae, Pav's last game, Dockers and Bulldogs.
That's why I didn't see the Hawthorn Collingwood game because it was on at the same time, that's the crossover. Right. And
that's also why I didn't see Pav's last game.
Fremantle played Western Bulldogs at Subi. It was Pav's 353rd and last game. And he kicked his 700th goal in the first quarter in a fast passage of play, so he didn't have to think about it too much. And it was terrific. The Western Bulldogs were very gracious. Their banner was fantastic. They formed a guard of honour at the end, and he said, go and catch your plane. I've got to do a lap of honour. And it took about 15 minutes for him to wrap up. But it kind of reminded me of 20 years ago when Fitzroy played their last ever game against Fremantle at Subi as well, and Fremantle really turned it on and tried to embrace that moment for them, made them feel very welcome. So kind of little parallels there.
I reckon that's going to be a bit of a blow for the Bulldogs, though, going to the finals. That's probably not what they wanted.
Well, they didn't play very well.
No, in fact, they didn't seem – I was checking the scores, but they didn't seem to be in the game at all.
Yeah, and Boyd went down early. They didn't have enough tools in the forward line.
I think so. I'm going to be playing for the Bulldogs next week.
Are you really?
Well,
are you,
they're running out of players.
Are you going to Barrett for the Bulldogs in the Women's All-Stars
Absolutely.
Match?
Absolutely.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What about Chicks Talking Footy's own Cecilia McIntosh, who will be playing for Melbourne?
But,
hey?
I'm earning
a whopping $5,000 a year without private health insurance.
So we've got a hawk, a crow and a docker in the room, but we also have a lawyer. So I'm going to defer to you about the equity pay issue of the women.
My articulate legal opinion is, God, that sucks.
Yeah, I thought it might be like that.
It's outrageous. But hopefully bigger and better things
I think
come.
Especially because when you're putting your body on the line every week, you want a bit of private health cover.
Yeah,
In fact, that can cost you $5,000 a year just
right.
in itself.
A whole women's team with a 25-player list will be paid around $190,000. The average men's players earn $302,000 per season. Every single male player is paid a set fee of $3,605 per senior match, paid on top of their base salary. So, yeah, I've got some good stats. Erin Riley has provided some great details. There's a lot of discussion about this issue. I want to throw in one point. It's going to take time to grow the National Women's League. I don't like 23 games per season for the AFL. I'd love to see 18 clubs with a men's team and a women's team, and we play 17 games. So you play every other team once in a season, and when the women's competition is on the rise and getting as much profile as the men's, you know, 57 years from now, then there'll be 34 games if there's a focus on the men and the women.
Mm.
Just putting that out there.
I may have thrown
too many numbers at you at once.
Yes. No, I just need a spreadsheet. Yeah.
Can someone put that in a spreadsheet for me and we'll put it on our Facebook page. But look, in a moment, we're going to be talking to Becky Cole. And she's actually the Adelaide Crows ambassador. So we'll be chatting to her about footy. And she's also going to be in Melbourne this weekend. Mm. So we'll talk about her upcoming show.
You've kicked a goal on Chicks Talking Footy with Fiona and Danae.
You are on Chicks Talking Footy. We've also got Beck Dahl on our interchange bench. We're a team of great depth here at Chicks Talking Footy. We have on the line too a very special guest, Becky Cole. You might know her as the Australian country music singer. She's released 8 albums with 3 reaching the ARIA album charts top 40. She's also received the 9 Golden Guitar Trophies at the Country Music Awards of Australia. But more importantly, she's the Adelaide Crows ambassador, and we're here to talk a little bit of footy with her tonight. Welcome, Becky, to the Chicks Talking Footy Show.
Well, nice to be with you. Thank you so much.
Great to have you. Now, Beck's been stalking you, we hear, at Adelaide Crows events.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember.
What happens at Crows events stays at Crows events, Becky.
That's true, it should.
And, you know, Rebecca's of a feather, you know, we're mates. Now,
stick together, especially the new coach of the girls team.
She's a Beck as well.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
I saw
so there
that.
There you go.
So, you know. It's
a Beck world.
It is a Beck world.
Beck club.
Now, Becky, you've been an Adelaide Crows ambassador since 2003. It's a very impressive title. What does it mean? How does it happen? Can I become one? Do you get to call Don Pike and give him ideas? What is the role?
Look, I think the big year that the Crows have had is because of my phone calls to Don Pike, possibly, you know. look, for me, I'm a very passionate Crows supporter. I'm very passionate about football, actually. I'm one of these ones that if my team's not playing, I'll really enjoy watching another couple of teams play, whether it be on the telly and I'm on tour somewhere or you know, I'm around and I go and get myself a ticket to a game. I just love watching a good game of football. And I was always spruced in the media about my love for the Crows and my passion at the time. I went to both of our grand finals that we won and was absolutely thrilled. So I think through my chatting about the Crows in the media that I received a phone call from them saying, hey, we'd like to make you ambassador And so I, you know, and every year they said, you still want to be? And I said, of course I do. So, you know, it's I have a crow tattooed on my forearm, so it's not going to go away.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to get one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna have it?
Just in a special place.
Okay
yep.
then.
Hey Becky, who do you barrack for in the local competition in South Australia?
I'm a North Adelaide Roosters fan.
Roosters.
Ooh, okay. That's acceptable. I'm a Westies fan.
Well there's nothing wrong with that. I actually grew up in the area of Sturt, so I should be a double blue fan, but I just follow in my brother and father's footsteps there with the Roosters, and they made me sort of a mini ambassador as well. So I'm a red and white in the AFL.
It's funny how you interstate people, if I can put it that way, seem to have you know, your local teams as well as your football team. In Melbourne, it's, you know,
because it was the VFL that became the AFL. Yeah, remember that bit?
But the Box Hill Hawks or the Hawks? I don't know. We don't have local teams so much.
Becky, tell me.
Well, that's true. But regional footy's great too, you know. I mean, there's nothing like watching a game of football from your car and, you know, honking your horn at a goal and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I grew up in the hills of Adelaide, so my brother still plays for the old boys, and he's older than me. He still plays for the old boys at the Blackwood Football Club. So,
wow.
And my young nephew, who I'm sure will play for the Crows one day, is only 12 and plays for the under 13. So, yeah, I've just got it in my blood, I think.
Yeah. Well, I was driving back from Adelaide on a Saturday this year, and there was just local football just being played the whole journey home, which was so great to see. That's fantastic. So who's your favourite Crows player?
Well, you know, of late it's certainly been Eddie Betts. I mean, he's just been coming from strength to strength, really. And I just love the way when he gets the ball and he's anywhere near you know, within 50 metres of the goals, he just kind of snaps it and it just goes through. I mean, you can't... He says sometimes, you know, I don't even look at the goals. I just sort of kick it that way. But for some reason, you know, most of the time it goes through. So, yeah, he's very pretty to watch. And I mean, there are some great players. We've had some star younger players, some new players. But I think more than anything, more than having a team of champions, we've got a champion team this year, and I think that's what's been so great. And you know, Don's obviously contributed to that from coach's point of view, but I think the boys have really, you know, they've stuck together and they've had each other's backs. Of course, since the tragedy 1 year ago, losing the coach to such, you know, tragic circumstances, I think that has really there's a lot of heart. There always has been a lot of heart at the club, but I think that they have certainly stepped up under these circumstances.
I agree, and as a supporter, I think you can really see how galvanised the club is at the moment. That being said, Friday night aside, what do you reckon? Do you reckon we're okay for the finals? Are you feeling confident? Because my confidence was a little bit shaken.
And look, as was mine. And look, we were due for a hiccup. I mean, you've got to admit that. And unfortunately, we choked, and it wasn't our best game. You couldn't really see any sign of the Crows from the week before throughout that game. But these things happen in football. Unfortunately, it's an unfortunate time of the season.
The last game.
But, you know, it's not all is not lost. And I think they'll regroup. They'll have a break. Obviously, I think that this break week is a wonderful thing that's been introduced. They'll come back with rested legs and they'll be fierce and fast. And I think it's going to be okay.
And we'll have Sloaney back.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
we need that. We can't blame the whole thing on that, but yeah, we need him back.
Now, Beck, we were recently involved in the, I should say Becky, just to distinguish between the two of you, but we were recently involved in hosting the broadcast at the Pride game this year. How important do you think games like that are with our community?
Oh, look, so important. I think that, you know, the contribution from the AFL as a community in this sense is wonderful. I mean, anything that that kind of gives a nod of recognition our way, you know, and when I say our way, I mean to the gay community, I think is a wonderful thing. And it wouldn't have happened all those years ago. You know, you think of how far we've come And I think it's just it's a beautiful thing. And there are, you know, it makes it easier for, you know, even players who might be worried about coming out, you know, and all those sorts of things. And even years ago, you wouldn't have expected, you know, players to wear pink boots or wear pink for breast cancer and all that kind of stuff. I mean, things have changed a lot. And the fact that I'm an out and proud, you know, lesbian football supporter who has been, you know, an ambassador for the Crows for all these years, and you know, I wasn't stripped of my title because I came out on national television or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we've come a long way, and now, of course, and it's been a long time coming, and next year we're going to be enjoying, you know, just such encouragement for women in the women's league. I just think I can't wait.
Absolutely. Now you're going to be in Melbourne this weekend. Pandora's are presenting a show with you. Supported by Libby Donovan and hosted by the Retro Girls. Tell us a little bit about that gig that you've got coming up.
Absolutely. Yes, myself and Libby O'Donovan will be playing on Friday night at Footscray there at the Rev, presented by Pandora's. We're really looking forward to that. We've been looking forward to it for a very long time. In the meantime, yeah, I hop on a plane in the morning to head over there. We're playing in Belgrave, actually, tomorrow night. We've got a show there at the Suki Lounge, which is a funky little venue there. And the fact that I booked a tour to South Africa means that I may have thought that the Crows might not be in the final.
Oh, Becky!
Busted.
I won't tell Dom Pike you said that.
Okay.
I cannot believe it. I can't believe it. It makes me feel sick that I'm going to be over the other side of the world while we're winning the grand final. It just, you know...
Yeah, you'll find a pub with lots of Aussies somewhere. Thanks so much for being on the Chicks Talking Footy show tonight, Becky, and we'll probably spend the whole weekend in Footscray because the All-Star Women's Game is also at the Witten Oval on Saturday night in Footscray. But thanks so much for sharing your Crows stories, and good luck with your show on Friday night. And
thank you
Belgrade.
So much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Becky.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you, and I'll talk you girls anytime.
Oh, thanks so much. That's lovely.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Chicks Talking Footy. We've had a couple of messages. One message said, I think Beck should be on every Joy radio show.
Oh, I've
well,
got
she's
a
trying.
Secret admirer.
She is trying. She's on three shows.
Thanks,
and,
Dave.
We also had Hey Chicks Talking Footy Interchange Bench. Fabulous to hear Becky. Looking forward to seeing Becky Cole this Friday. Thanks to Retro Girls Rach and Sandy. Okay, tell us...
Speaking of entertainment, you can go see Becky Cole, you can go see the women play in the All-Stars game at Witten Oval. Get along to that on Saturday night. And while you're waiting, you can watch Australian Story from Monday night on iView. If you missed Susan Alberti and Mo Hope's story about a league of their own...
You'll cry.
Watch it. Yeah. Watch it again.
Can't stress that enough. But the first week of the footy finals is coming up. Not this week. We've got a bye. But the week after. So we've got West Coast and Bulldogs in Domain Oval.
Flat track bullies.
I think it's a great final series opener for a neutral. I hope that the Bulldogs play well.
Yeah. I think West Coast have just hit their form, and it's at Domain Oval. I would have to tip West Coast. Cats and Hawks.
That's classic. Gonna be a cracker.
I hope so. I have to admit, I haven't loved Hawthorn's form recently, and Geelong are on fire. So
got to be in it to win it.
Got to be in it to win it, and I never want to doubt my Hawkies. Sydney and the Giants, I think it's going to be a really exciting game.
It's going to be
game.
Another great one.
Yeah.
So. Fantastic effort by the Giants to get into the finals for the first time. Top four, they get a home state game. It'll be at Olympic Stadium. Good luck to them.
Good luck to Phil Davis's hair.
And getting more airtime is Phil Davis's hair. And Adelaide Crows and Kangaroos.
Oh, look, my confidence was knocked last week, but I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, the Kangaroos aren't very good. So
if we do lose, that'd be embarrassing.
You should be fine. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up the Chicks Talking Footy show.
Can I say that if you're looking for more information about the young women that are playing on Saturday night in the All-Stars game, go to Girls Play Footy, and there's a profile on all the players,
yes,
all 46. And there's a youth girls game beforehand. So there's two games. It's free entry. It'll be on Channel 7.
The country girls, they're playing at 4:30?
Youth girls, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're playing at 4:30 in the actual game.
7:10 or 7:15.
Between the All-Star girls are at 6:30. So we want that to be crowded.
Okay. We'll check the details and put it on our Facebook.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show, but next week it is a bye for the finals. But no doubt we will have lots to talk about because we're always cramming a lot into half an hour. but we'll see you. We'll see you next week. Like our page on Facebook, Chicks Talking Footy, from Fiona, Danae, and Rebecca on Joy 94.9.
Go Crows. Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.